Amen. Thank you, Andrew.
And thank you all for coming today. Brilliant, isn't it, to have a good full church. I wonder if you heard in that play all sorts of little hints about things that are happening in the seasons around us. I mean, I heard, for example, I heard how the sun was powered. Did anybody hear that? Did you hear how the sun is powered in there? Any experts here, any technical people? What was that, John? Fusion power, yes, yeah. Which is quite unique, actually. Even our atomic bombs are powered in a different way to that. But the sun is amazing, the way two hydrogens get stuck together to make a helium, and it releases all that energy that we can feel coming through the window and melting away the frost. Wonderful, isn't it? And then, did you hear about global warming in there? Yeah? What was going to be the effect of global warming, do you think? What do you think is going to happen as our world warms up a little bit? Rain, yeah. The clouds get an extra job to do, don't they? A bit more rain falling. And we've seen a bit of that. Did anybody drive through a puddle to get here? You did. I think you're the only one, actually. No, did anybody else? You did as well. There have been some floods, haven't there? And the trouble is the ground's been sopping wet anyway, so a bit more rain on it and you get everything overflowing, don't you? Down Wilson's Lane or wherever it is that the floods happen. And what about the changing seasons? What are the signs that winter is coming? Anybody spotted any signs of the seasons changing? You've seen one? What have you seen?
Wind.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it? Gets more windy. And I don't know about you, but it's cold wind too. It goes right through you, doesn't it? What have you seen?
Starts getting cold,
that's right. Did you wake up this morning and look out? Did you see frost on the ground? Yeah. And do you know, even a night or two back, I think I saw a bit of snow, actually. Yeah, but it was very early in the morning, gone. Yeah? Animals start to hibernate. Yes, what does hibernate mean? What do they do? Yeah, I know some people like that too, actually. Yes. Winter time, we go to bed early, don't we, and snuggle down and turn on the blanket if we're lucky. And goodness me, yes, hibernating, that's good. What other signs? Anybody at the back know any signs of the seasons changing? Shout one out. Leaves falling from the trees. It's true, isn't it? Leaves falling from the trees. Yeah, and that's a sign that winter's coming because the leaves first of all change colour and then they drop to the ground. Okay. Any other signs of seasons changing? And what do we do to prepare then? You've got one more. All right, go on then.
The leaves change colour
and then they fall. That's right. And what do we do to prepare for the changing seasons? Anything we do, especially, what do?
We put like lights up.
Put lights up, yeah, that's right, to get ready for Christmas. I love those Christmas lights, don't you? All around the trees and perhaps even on people's houses and so on. What else do we do?
Put warmer clothes on,
yes. I'll let you into a little secret. I've got a vest on under here. Yeah, we put warmer clothes on, don't we? And I was even looking this morning at one of those little pocket hand warmers that you can buy. You can pop in your coat pocket, keep your hands warm. Yes. What else do we do for the changing seasons? Anything else?
Yeah?
Turn the heating up. Yes. Do you know, some houses, there's a little battle, isn't there, between one person who pays the bills, who turns the thermostat down, and then somebody else who feels a bit chilly, who turns it up again. Does that apply to you? Anybody here? Yeah. You get a battle with the thermostat rather than the remote control, don't you? Yes. Okay. So we get prepared for the changing seasons, don't we? And we get ready for it all. Now, in our reading, there were some signs of what's coming. And Jesus told his followers signs that things were coming towards the time when he would come again. Did anybody spot what those signs were? We might even ask Tim, if he's very kind, to put the reading up again. Could he do that? And then we can have a little look. See if we can see what the signs are of Jesus coming again soon. What do you think the signs are? Can anybody spot any signs? You're very good at answering questions. What have you seen? Do you know? Sorry? The grass. Right. Okay. What? Oh, the cross. Lovely. Yes, okay, that's Jesus' special sign, isn't it? Any other signs in that reading of what's going to happen? What will we notice?
The sun,
yes, that's right. Sun, moon and stars will change. And you might have heard in the angel reading about that, how they're going to organise that.
The ocean roaring and tossing.
Yes, oceans roaring and tossing. Now, the people in Israel, they were terrified of oceans roaring and tossing. That's why the story of Jonah was very scary for them. That's why at the beginning of the creation story in Genesis, the sea was all chaotic and everything, and the Holy Spirit brought order and calm to it all. They weren't sea-going people. We are, aren't we? We're good in boats because we're an island people. Does anybody have a boat or go sailing? One or two of you do, yeah? Very good. We can cope, can't we? We're okay with that. But they were scared by the sea and the oceans and the waves. Yes. What are the signs? What are people going to do? How are people going to react?
Preparing for the different seasons.
Yeah, okay, yes. Preparing for the different seasons. I think that's probably on the next sheet, isn't it? Next page, yeah? They'll be frightened and terrified, yes. There'll be people with their knees knocking and they'll be frightened. They won't know what to do or say. And then on the next section, at that time, they'll see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And Jesus said to his followers, he said, when these things begin to take place, don't worry, don't panic. Stand up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. For you, if you love Jesus, it's good news. And then, you're right, he told them a parable, a story. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. And when they sprout leaves, you can see for yourself and know that summer is near. And actually, the fig tree drops its leaves in winter. Unlike most other trees in Israel, in the Holy Land, they all keep their leaves because it's a warm country, but the fig tree drops its leaves in winter. So you can tell the seasons by the leaves on the fig tree. So Jesus was telling his followers, you're going to see signs of the end coming. And he said, don't worry about it, just be prepared, be ready, get ready for these things to happen. In scouting, what's your motto? Who knows? Do you know what your motto is in scouting?
Be prepared.
Be prepared, yeah. It's a good motto, isn't it? It's a good thing to be ready and to be prepared for dangers and hazards coming. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of history here. Jesus died in somewhere around about AD 30. And a generation after that, in AD 70 or so, the Jews got a bit tired of the Romans. I think they got tired of speaking Latin, actually. And they rebelled against the Romans. But the trouble is, they were only a small nation, and the Romans had lots and lots of soldiers and lots of weapons. And so the Romans came in and put down the rebellion and beat back the Jewish people, and they killed lots of people, they burned lots of their houses, and they destroyed their lovely temple in the middle of Jerusalem, and they flattened it so there was only rubble and stones there. And it was terrifying, and all the people in Jerusalem were terrified when all that happened. And Jesus was prophesying. He was telling them this is going to happen, so get ready. But then at the same time, he was extending it to what's going to happen at the end of history. Still in the future, even now. And it was like Jesus had one of those very long lens cameras, you know, where, have you seen those pictures where things nearby and things in the distance all seem to be sort of telescoped, so they're all on top of each other. And it was a bit like that. Jesus' prophecy was sort of putting all these things together because they were all going to be destruction, they were all going to be frightening, they were all going to be terrifying, both the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem and at the end of the world. But Jesus was saying, for all of them, he was saying, don't worry, be ready, watch out, and stay close to God and to me. Watch the world around you. Watch for these signs, but don't get sucked in to what goes on in the world around you. Watch for the kingdom of God, the Son of Man coming on the clouds in power and glory. And your redemption is near. It's a good sign. And watch for Jesus. Be ready to stand before him. It's a good thing to be prepared, isn't it? And to be ready. So we need to watch. Watch the world, but don't get sucked in. Watch what God's doing, because that's good news. Watch out for Jesus and be ready for him. He's promised to return. We shouldn't be afraid or worried. We should actually look forward to it. We have some good advice on how to be ready for him. Let's just bow our heads for a moment and pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you didn't leave us clueless, but you told us the signs of your coming. Help us to be ready, to be prepared, and to look forward to your arrival. In Jesus' name, amen.